Good evening, everybody. This is, I think, the last day of my positive thinking. I think it's day 5, and I'm just doing a few tasks in the kitchen while I'm going to quickly do this. And I'm just putting my towels in the machine at the moment. I'm having a bit of trouble fitting them through the door. And, okay. Now, today's been quite a good day. Firstly, the weather has calmed down a lot in temperatures terms. I like the hot weather, but I don't like it when it gets really humid, and that's how it's been recently, and the breeze had dropped, so it was unbearable, and I didn't sleep the past couple of nights. Now, this morning I had to go to the hospital with Ronan, so obviously I couldn't catch up on my sleep, though I did have a couple of hours this afternoon, but we had a bit of thunder and rain this morning, quite a lot of rain and some thunder on and off for a few hours. And then that all cleared away and the sun came out and it was quite hot again and quite humid. But now, in the late afternoon, the sun went. It was still a bit humid, but now the temperature's dropped. It's been kind of drizzling a bit. I couldn't really call it rain. So if it got going, it would probably amount to quite a bit. Now, I'm just all my bits and pieces go in the washing machine. So that's one good thing. That's one positive thing. The weather's let up a bit. And so hopefully I might be able to sleep better tonight. I'm hoping. Ronan had his operation today and it's all gone well so far, so that's a relief. I've kind of been dreading it a bit, I think, without even realising. So that's gone well and that's over with. He's got to go back on Friday to have it redressed, and again on the following Monday and the following Monday after that, so the 4th, the 1st, the 4th and the 10th of August. So that's all good stuff. I don't have to get up early in the morning, so if I want to catch up on sleep, I can. I've got an appointment for my dog's vaccinations in the afternoon, but that's not till 4 o'clock, so hey ho, delaying. I didn't really have to cook, although I've been waiting on my family tonight. It's quite hot in this kitchen now because the oven's been on, and the fan's cooling it down at the moment. But it's a bit like What Did the Last Servant Die Of, only I'm actually quite pleased about it because I'm glad it's me running around doing the waiting on. Because that's what I'm really here for. Well, it's not, but you know what I mean. While I'm in the kitchen cupboard, well, I'm not in it, but I'm down here, I'm just going to get the dishwasher ready to go on as well. I'm just going to put some rinse aid into the compartment. Yes, so Connor's come home, he's tired and he's kind of in bed and he hasn't had his dinner yet, so he didn't want it. So I've just reheated his Nigerian rice, meat and fish. We've had ours. We had it quite early. So that's his. And then Ronan didn't want that. He doesn't like that kind of food. So he just wanted a pizza. So I had a pizza in the freezer. I put that in for him. And I've just taken that up to him because he didn't want it till now. And Obi's in bed because he's just really whacked out because he's been... we had to go up to London again today for something to do with a possible new job. I'm not really saying any more about it now because we're waiting to see what happens about it. But good, the fan's gone off. So that's that. And then, so he's in bed and he said he's really thirsty. Can you bring me up some ice cold water? So I've just taken up a plate of pizza and Pete Obi's ice cold water. Ronan didn't want to drink, but I've been doing quite a lot of household chores this evening. It's nice that I've got the strength to do it, so that's something very positive as well. I've got one more thing to do once I've put these dishwashers and tap down dishwasher on and dishwasher and washing machine, and then I've only got dialysis to do and that's me done for the evening. Right, I'm getting up now. Okay, now where did I put here. I've put it down and I never remember where I've put it. Right, now I'm about to put on my washing machine. It is an LG washer dryer. The door locking. Right, that's that. Now I'm just going to turn the cooker off at the wall and put the dishwasher on. The washing machine takes quite a long time to start up, but it does. It takes even longer to cool down when you've dried stuff in it. Oops. Dishwasher is a hot point. I had Bosch before. Actually, the last one I had was a hot point, but I only had it for 5 months because of the fire. The one I had before that was a Bosch. But this one's pretty good, actually. I'm very pleased with it. I'm paying silly money for something that does exactly the same thing, basically. And I'm with the British Gas Home Appliances, Kitchen Appliances Insurance Scheme. Now, because all their warranties have run out, so that means they will replace parts, and if it's irreparable, it will get replaced. So there you go. I save a lot of money. For £16 a month to cover 5 appliances, which is my washer dryer, my microwave, my cooker, my fridge, freezer, and the dishwasher. You can have more appliances, but I actually haven't got any, and they don't cover tiny things like kettles and toasters. So, there you go. And I've had that for years, and it's really saved me a lot of money, because I had them out countless times on my old washing machine, dishwasher, and tumble dryer. I've never had them out for the cooker or fridge. Oh, my doors creak. What is that? So, I think that's money well spent, to be honest. Anyway, that's my positive thing. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else. But it's been a positive sort of day, so... I'm not very good at getting up and out in the morning, but we had to be there by 9:30 and we managed it very well. So that was another positive thing. I can do it if I have to. We did get a taxi there, but even so. And we had to get a taxi home because Ronan had his feet in plastic bags, effectively. Little plastic bag slippers, and they're bright blue. And there was no way that he would have wanted to go on public transport, even if it had been possible, because he was told he wasn't allowed to anyway. He had to get private transport home. So, all's well on the Western Front, or should I say, all's quiet on the Western Front. All the cats are in. There's no skulkers outside. They don't like it. I told you before. When it's a bit cooler and rainy, they don't want to stay out at night. So they're all in, the dogs have all been fed and been out, they're all here. It's actually very peaceful. So I'll love you and leave you there, folks, and I've enjoyed doing my positive thinking. I think this is the 5th day, I'll have to check back and have a look, but I'm sure it is, so goodbye for now.